Midway Atoll is a magical place, home to untold thousands of nesting seabirds in what should be a pristine environment. But it's also the scene of an environmental nightmare as the plastic debris we discard ends up in the bellies of young birds lying dead on the ground. It's a wrenching story and an important one, so important that Chris Jordan and the team behind the film Albatross are making their movie available for free to audiences around the world. Chris is on the phone with us now. Chris, good morning.
Aloha, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
Frequently with a documentary project, once you get to get shooting, the story takes on a life of its own and kind of carries the filmmaker along. Did something like that happen to you?
Oh, it sure did. Yeah, I first went out to Pihemanu, Midway, 8 years ago. And I thought I was only going to go there one time and take photographs of dead birds whose bodies are filled with plastic. Mm-hmm. And what happened is I fell in love with the albatrosses and kept going back year after year and time after time to see the babies hatching from their eggs and see them doing their mating dances. And that's really what my film came to be about, is more of a love story about these magnificent creatures. And then when you see that their bodies are filled with plastic, then it's even sadder.
What was it that drew you to this particular creature?
Well, I learned a few years back that their bodies are filled with plastic, and that just has to do with their feeding habits. Mm-hmm. And for a very long time, I've been interested in doing photographic work that is about mass consumption. And I had heard about this phenomenon that we call the Pacific Garbage Patch, or ocean plastic pollution.
Right.
And I was trying to find a way to take a photograph of it. And that's when I learned that there's this tragedy happening on this remote island in the very middle of the Pacific that sort of tells the whole story.
How do you go about illustrating that?
Well, that's exactly the challenge, you know. It's because there's a misconception out there in the public that there's a floating island of garbage in mm-hmm. the middle of the Pacific. Mm-hmm. And when I first heard that, I was interested in taking a photograph of it. And, you know, I was imagining this place where plastic kind of collects in the Pacific mm-hmm. that you could take a boat to and take a photograph of it. But that actually turns out not to exist. We all know that the plastic in the oceans is a huge global problem, but plastic spreads out. You know, it's always spreading out further and further, and also breaking down into smaller and smaller particles that we call microplastics. And so I wanted to take a photograph of ocean plastic pollution, but it's sort of like trying to take a photograph of global climate change.
Yeah.
You know, it's like this invisible phenomenon that we can read about and read statistics about the, you know, number of millions of tons of the problem, but there's no way to actually see it. Unless you go to Midway Island and look inside the stomachs of dead baby albatrosses. And then the story is just vividly told in this incredibly kind of personal way.
Well, the pictures of the dead birds with the material inside them are, you know, are horrifying. They really are. But we have been presented with that idea. I certainly had subscribed to that notion that the Pacific Garbage Patch was something visible, you know, like the Sargasso Sea or something, that you'd suddenly run into a big accumulation of plastic. But the fact that it doesn't accumulate that way makes it that much more sinister, I would think.
Yeah, well, the problem is just as bad as people imagine. You know, there's some number of millions of tons of plastic in our oceans, but it's always breaking down into these infinitesimally tiny, like microscopic-sized pieces mm-hmm. that you couldn't even see if you were looking right at it. And it also, it doesn't all float right on the surface like a cork. You know, like imagine plastic bags, they're down in the water. And mm-hmm. and also the Pacific Ocean is tens of millions of square miles, and so as the currents swirl and the storms and the winds blow, it's always spreading the plastic out further and further. So it's sort of like smoke in the atmosphere. It doesn't collect in individual places. But then there's the albatrosses that live on Pihimanu, on Midway. They fly from their home out looking for food to feed their babies. You know, the way all birds do, they fly out into their environment and they collect food and bring it back to their babies in their nests and feed it to them by regurgitation. And what albatrosses are looking for is bite-sized pieces of anything yummy that floats on the surface of the water.
Mm-hmm.
And for millions of years, that's what they've been doing. And they just simply trust what the ocean provides to them. They can't possibly know what plastic is. And so when they see something brightly colored that's floating on the surface, they pick it up and take it back to the island and feed it to their babies.
So it actually is, poses more of an immediate hazard to the young than to the mature albatross. Is that right?
Yeah, the mature ones are able to regurgitate plastic. Or, you know, they're sort of like owls. You know how an owl can eat a whole mouse, and it digests the stuff that it can, and then it can cough back out the bones and the fur and stuff that it can't digest. And albatrosses are like that. So they can eat like a whole squid, and the beak of the squid is like a little bone, and they can cough that back out.
That's a pretty efficient metabolism until you run into material that doesn't biodegrade.
Yeah, and things like syringes that still have the needles on them. There's a lot of that out in the Pacific, and sharp pieces of plastic that can puncture the stomachs of the adults. But the thing is with the babies is they don't yet have the ability to regurgitate. And so as the parents feed them what is supposed to all be digestible stuff, there's a lot of undigestible material going down the throats of the babies into their stomachs. And so over the 6 months since the babies hatched until they're ready to fly, a lot of the babies, their stomachs literally fill all the way up with our plastic junk.
This has the potential to affect an entire species, doesn't it?
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing because the population of albatrosses on that island is actually increasing. And nobody knows exactly what all the factors are. It's being studied, but it's not really that well understood. But the way they think of it is it's sort of like cancer in humans. You know, like lots of humans are getting cancer, but we're still reproducing faster than that. So the population continues to increase. And so that's the way it is with the birds on Midway, is their population is increasing, but that doesn't make the suffering of the individual birds any less tragic.
Well, it certainly doesn't, Chris. Thanks very much for taking the time to tell us about your film. And Chris Jordan is the director of Albatross, a film that is being made available free of charge to any organization that wants to screen it. You can learn more about the film on our Conversation Facebook page.